It's minus 2 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Connor Robinson. Roads across the region are slowly getting back to normal after yesterday's weather. A major accident was on westbound 401 in the east end of Kingston. One man died in that multi-vehicle crash that closed the 401 for 14 hours. Closer to home, there were 19 car accidents in Quinte West. Most were harmless, although one driver was sent to hospital with minor injuries. The OPP would like to remind the public that the roads are slippery and to drive according to the weather conditions and to make sure the brakes and tires are in good condition. Protesters from different generations came out to MP Neil Ellis's office to fight climate change last Friday. Zuri Brown was one of them. Brownie is a student at Albert College and helps lead a group called ACT. The group helps create a safe space for young people to talk. It also fights against climate change. But Brownie says it's nice to see all the generations fighting beside them.
Like people our grandparents' ages who are here and supporting, and that shows that they really care. And we're really happy because they're on their way out. We're going to be here for a little bit longer if, you know, we don't do something. And it's just reassuring to know that somebody cares about the generations that are going to come after us.
Ellis is there showing his support. Canada's premiers say they want the federal government to increase health care transfer funds by just over 5% and allow the provinces to opt out of any national pharmacare program. But there is not full agreement on pharmacare. While some provinces see prescription drug coverage as a back burner issue, Newfoundland and Labrador Premier Dwight Ball says the national pharmacare program is needed in step with increased Medicare funding.
And we could reduce our wait times. But if when they leave that physician's office or leave that health practitioner's office and they need medication, if they can't afford it then, what is the point of reducing the wait list if when they leave the physician or the healthcare practitioner, they can't afford the drugs as prescribed to them?
The premiers emerged from a meeting in Mississauga, Ontario this afternoon, reiterating their call for a 5.2% increase in the annual healthcare transfer payments from the federal government. Ukraine's leader speaking out about the summer phone call that spurred an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. Sagar Magani reports.
Asked if there was a connection between the president's decision to block military aid to Ukraine and the two investigations he asked for, Volodymyr Zelensky said he did not speak with the president from a position of quid pro quo. He tells Time magazine, "I don't want us to look like beggars." The president later mischaracterized that.
The Ukrainian president came out and said very strongly that President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. That should be case over.
In the interview, Zelensky said it's not about a quid pro quo, telling Time, "We're at war. If you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic members of Congress say the United States remains committed to the Paris Climate Accord despite President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the 2015 agreement. Rita Foley reports.
President Trump says the U.S. is pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
we're still in it.
She led a delegation of U.S. lawmakers to Madrid for this year's U.N. climate meeting.
Everything in nature is connected, and it becomes a national security issue when the competition for resources, land, and the rest.
But how can Speaker Pelosi say we're still in it if the president says we're getting out? Well, the United States technically remains a member of the Paris Accord until November the 4th, 2020. The presidential election is the day before that. Rita Foley, Washington.
Spacewalking astronauts install the new pumps on a cosmic ray detector outside the International Space Station in a bid to extend its scientific life. One more spacewalk remains before NASA can declare the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer successfully repaired. Correspondent Marcia Dunn has the details.
The pumps that it's been using have been failing one by one to keep the instrument cold enough. And without these new pumps, it wouldn't have had much longer. And NASA is saying that with the repairs that were conducted over the last three spacewalks and one more to go, the spectrometer should be able to operate now till the end of the space station, which is another 5 to 10 years down the road.
The $2 billion spectrometer has been up there hunting for antimatter and dark matter for 8.5 years. Longer than anticipated. Despite pleas to set bickering over military spending so the issue doesn't dominate a third NATO summit in a row, the U.S. is almost certain to demand again this week that its 28 NATO partners respect their pledges to boost defense budgets. Karen Travers reports.
This gathering of NATO leaders was meant to be a celebration, an event to mark the 70th anniversary of the military alliance and showcase its strength. But like previous NATO summits, there will be tension among leaders. And this time, it's not necessarily President Trump who's the root of the tension. French President Macron's comments questioning the future strength of the NATO alliance sparked fierce backlash from German Chancellor Merkel. Merkel, according to the New York Times, told Macron that it's she who is always picking up the pieces after Macron and other world leaders practice what she called disruptive politics. Karen Travers, ABC News, London.
Amazon has removed Christmas ornaments and other merchandise bearing the images of Auschwitz that have been available on its online site. Mike Hempen has more.
The move follows an appeal by the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum to remove the merchandise, which included an Auschwitz bottle opener and a Birkenau massacre mouse pad. The museum says selling ornaments with images of Auschwitz doesn't seem appropriate, and that Auschwitz on a bottle opener is, quote, disturbing and disrespectful. The museum wants another online shopping outlet, Wish Shopping, to stop selling the products. Amazon says all its sellers must follow the company's selling guidelines, and those that don't will have their products removed. I'm Mike Hempen.
In Ontario, researchers are confirming cats are hard to read. Don Kelly reports.
What's new, pussycat?
What's New is a study by the University of Guelph involving 6,300 people from 85 countries and 20 cat videos, mostly pulled from YouTube, that showed only feline faces. The people were asked to rate whether the cat was happy, unhappy, or simply inscrutable. The respondents got about 12 faces right on average. That's slightly better than chance. But young women were remarkably accurate, with slightly more than 1 out of 10 scoring better than 75%. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's QNET News on 91X. 406 Sports is next.
Mother Nature here. This year, give your family the gift of nature, a gift that makes a real difference. When you purchase 2 acres lovingly preserved by Quinte Conservation, you'll receive an annual conservation area parking pass. 100% of the proceeds will support the Conservation Authority's local natural spaces. And as a bonus, take home one of the plush forest friends for free. Perfect for a Christmas stocking. Visit quinteconservation.ca today or call 968-3434. This holiday, give something that gives back to nature.
In sports, the Lancers men volleyball team lost a hard-fought five-set match against Canada on Saturday. Michael Sukit has the details.
The Lancers fought back from being down 2-0 to force a fifth set against Canada on Saturday. They ultimately fell short 15-11 in the deciding frame. The Lancers head into the mid-season interval with a 3-6 record. Despite the loss, some positives can be seen. Assistant coach Raymond Lee thinks this is a team that plays like they have nothing to lose.
It's good that we're not peaking so early right now. It's good that we're able to build for our second half. We're going down a really good path. We played some good teams, and we're putting up a really good fight.
Lancers left side Josh Roberts says that this is a young team with room for improvement.
We've got a pretty young team this year, not too many vets on the team. So guys are just still getting used to the league. It's a big difference from the club and high school scene, so I think just some time on the court is what we need for a lot of these guys.
The Lancers open up the second half of the season with a 2-game homestand against La Cité on January 11th and Fleming on January 15th. Michael Sukit, QNET News, Belleville.
Today, Canada's selection camp roster was named for this year's tournament in the Czech Republic. Alexis Lafreniere is a big-name player who should be the key guy on the team, and he could be a possible first overall pick in this June's NHL draft. Defenseman Ty Smith and Jared McIsaac are eligible returnees from last year's team. Selection camp runs from December 9th to 12th, where players will be cut. Canada opens the tournament on Boxing Day versus the United States. In Europe, France, Germany, and Portugal got drawn together in Group F for Euro 2020 this upcoming June. This is a group that got soccer fans all over the world raving with excitement. France and Germany won both the last two World Cups, with France winning in 2018 and Germany in 2014. Portugal is coming in as defending champions. The fourth team that participates in the group will be decided in a playoff come March. Send us your team release scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville this evening, minus 5 degrees with a few flurries. Overnight, clear of a low of -9. Tomorrow morning will be mainly sunny with a low of minus 9. At 4:09, it's minus 2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Connor Robertson, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.